Welcome back to day 19 of the 30-day Overcoming Call Reluctance coaching system. I told you that I would let you know when I called the gentleman I was reluctant to call. I talked about it yesterday on day 18. And I was reluctant to call him because I didn't know how to help him with what he was dealing with. And so I called him and I got his voicemail, which was a little disappointing because I'd really worked up myself to call him and talk to him. And instead of just leaving the generic message, hey, this is Nancy, I'm calling to check in, I decided to be honest on the voicemail and say, I'm calling because I really want to help you, but I don't know how to help you. So give me a call and maybe we can have a discussion about that. So I didn't get a chance to talk to him yet, but that call, that phone call and that voicemail just felt more honest, and it took a bit of courage on my part to do it. Okay, day 19, list at least 5 things or people that you are grateful for having in your life right now. So if you notice, we bookended this week with gratitude. We started the week, we ended the week with gratitude. So it should convey how important Chris and I believe this to be. I wrote in my manual that gratitude is the attitude that brings you more of what you want. And I heard recently, he's a consultant and a trainer. His name is David Nagel. And I heard David Nagel say, if you're not grateful, you're resentful. And that really kind of hit home because when you think about it, if you're not in the attitude of gratitude, what are you thinking about? Earlier in the week, I said your brain can only focus on one thing. It can't be focused on appreciation and fear at the same time. So you can't be resentful while you're being grateful. And when you're staying in that positive vibration of gratitude, that's just the magnet for attracting more positive things into your life. So we talk about the law of attraction a lot. Being grateful is one of the keys to the law of attraction. So number 2, you've got your short-term goal. Number 3, you've got your caller activity that will get you closer to your short-term goal. And again, I keep encouraging you to pick the juicy ones because we're at day 19, so we don't have many working days left in this system. So you should really be picking those people that are tough for you at this point. The story that is creating your fear or hesitation. So what is it you're telling yourself? And then the tools that you will use to conquer that fear. And remember to acknowledge yourself for anything that you did today. I'd like you to acknowledge yourself right now for simply being at day 19. You know, there's a lot of people that start a program like this, and despite everything we give them and as many tools and as many opportunities as we give them, they still don't work the program. So the fact that you're at day 19 listening to this audio, that in of itself, I say, moves you up on the scale towards freedom and gives you an opportunity to acknowledge yourself. So that's the end of day 19. I will talk to you tomorrow on day 20.